Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various creatives from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
Event production for me is like producing your own film. Kasi i-imaginin mo how it will run from start to end and how you're gonna accomplish that or those scenes. Eh, depende na sa'yo. I always say event production varies from technical director to technical director.
Brian Orjales is an event producer and the CEO and founder of Cloud Studio, making content creation accessible and affordable for everyone, whenever, wherever. In this episode, we talk about event production, the ins and outs of producing virtual or hybrid events, the benefits of having an event producer, and many more. This is episode 27, and here's Brian Orjales.
Hi, I'm Brian, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Bri! Welcome to the Creative Incubator.
Hey, yo, yo, yo! What's up? Thanks for having me.
Yes. Ayun mo, Bri, ako excited ako sa pag-uusapan natin ngayon kasi this is one...
Ano pag-uusapan natin?
This is about...
Alam, Hilad, eh.
Wala ka bang ano? Wala kang idea, Bri?
Wala. Sabi naman sa'yo, spontaneous tayo dito.
Mga biglaang question. Kaya, Bri, kaya tinanong kita kung may mga komportable ka bang mapag-usapan. Ready mo lang yung sarili mo.
Pagandaan natin yan.
I'm game, lad.
Yes, yes. Again, thanks for having me.
Pero ayun nga, sabi ko nga na this is one of the things na interested akong pag-usapan eh. Kasi somehow, gusto ko siyang gawin pero ayoko. Ay, alam mo yan, medyo nasa in-between, di ba? Pero bago natin pag-usapan yan, Brian, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do?
Ayan. So, hi, my name is Brian and I'm the founder and CEO of Cloud Studio. Cloud Studio essentially... We aim to be a mobile content creation facility catering for not just people here in the Philippines, but also worldwide. So that's the whole idea. The vision of Cloud Studio is to make content creation accessible and affordable for everyone, wherever, whenever. So yun ang gist, lad, of what I do. But primarily, we specialize in event and content production.
So when you say event, anong mga klaseng event yung kinikater nyo?
All around naman, we can do corporate events, we do personal, like if people would celebrate their birthdays, mga binyag. Sabi ko nga, we cater for the four B's of life. Birthday, binyag, burol, at budol. Budol daw kasi ang kasal. So, kasama na siya.
Ano budol?
Pwede mag-rebrand ako, 4B production.
Pwede yun, ha? Magandang pang-ano yun.
So, yun yung mga ganong kind of events. But when you think about events, events are literally anything that's happening in your life. Why? Kasi if you feel like it's important to you, 'di ba? You're gonna prepare beforehand. Mm-hmm. 'Di ba? So, ano ba yung mga moments in your life that's important to you? Then you can consider it an event in your life. Me talking to you right now, lad, it's an event in your life, whether you perceive it as something of value for you. Eh, nasa sa'yo na yun, di ba? So, yun. So, events in general.
Nice, nice. Sige, pag-usapan natin more on sa mga service nyo and offer nyo later, no? Para ano naman. Sige. Pero ikaw muna, Bri, curious din ako, no? Kailan ba nagsimula na maging interested ka sa event production or sa ganito, sa ginagawa mo ngayon?
Personally, ako, I've been immersed in the influencer world back in 2016. And doon ko nakita na when I developed yung parang taste or what looks good for me, doon ko na-realize na mas proactive ako o mas nakakakilos ako if I collaborate with other people. So, bakit ako napunta sa events? Nahilig kasi ako sa live streams eh. So, I see live streams as a means in the future, not just to promote your own personal brand, but also businesses. And true enough, nangyayari na siya at the moment, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So people, you cannot fake live streams, di ba? And parang mas mahirap siyang gawin dahil pag may sinabi ka na eh, hindi mo na mababalik yan. So when I started doing live streams, I did the live stream with a couple of friends. We talked about personal development, growth, ganyan. Check it out, Rise Together yung pangalan. So I have a couple of friends na who's into the space din na ganun. From there, back in 2020, I started providing the service ng live streaming. Ayan. So, nagpa-produce ako ng mga live streams back then. Mm-hmm. Doon ako simula.
Can you tell me more about these live streams na ginagawa mo, Bri? Kasi nakita ko before yung Rise Together, na isa ka sa mga host, di ba?
Yes.
Pero as a event production or yung nagpo-produce ng mga ganong klaseng live stream or different live stream, how do you do it?
Ako kasi ibang approach ko yun, or atake ko sa mga ganitong bagay. I mostly try to do it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun, minsan ginagawa ko para sa sarili ko para pagkamali ako. Di ba? Matututo ako before ko pa i-offer yung service to
nice.
Client. Di ba? For other people. So medyo may pagka-experiential din kasi ako. So alam to, but you know, for the benefit of people who are listening, I like to be spontaneous. I like to experience things. So kapag may mga bagay na nakita ko na ay okay, hindi siya nag-work, or uy, yung ganda ng idea niyan, I'll try it.
Oh.
Gagawin ko muna sa sarili ko before I do it for other people.
Yeah. Parang ano rin muna eh, you doing it for yourself muna. Tapos alam mo na kung ano yung mga possible na tawag rin, mga improvements sa pwede mong gawin, or ano yung mga challenges na kakaharapin pag ito yung ginawa, para eventually, since ikaw na yung nagpo-produce ng mga events or ng mga live stream, alam mo na yung gagawin pag gagawin na rin ng ibang tao. Kasi yun din yung ino-offer mo eh.
Diba? Iba pa rin talaga pag practitioner kay.
Yeah. Anong tawag dun? Yung parang nakalimutan ko yung term eh, pero you practice what you preach. Parang
yes.
Ganun din yung ano no, yung idea. Pero Bri, going back din sa events production no. Ano ba yung meaning sa iyo ng ano, ng events production, or yun kasama yun tsaka what do you do as an event producer?
So event production, and this is coming from my lens, my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Event production for me is like producing your own film. Bakit? Kasi i-imaginein mo how it will run from start to end and how you're gonna accomplish that or those scenes, eh depende na sa'yo. So I always say event production varies from technical director to technical director. So ako yung approach ko in okay, eto na kasi yung nakita kong working for me, can be different from another technical director.
Bali, iba-iba ng production or iba-iba ng approach.
Iba-iba ng approach, iba-iba ng sistema.
Mm-hmm.
So, pero syempre, I mean, any other technical director would tell you na ito yung current sistema ko, pero pag nakita ko, uy, maganda yun, I'll try to incorporate in mine. So, continuous din siya na improvement of the systems. Kasi hindi pwedeng wala kang contingencies eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pag doon ka na, tapos, di ba, parang hindi mo na pagplanuhan kapag ganito yung nangyari.
Yeah. Kaya you also collaborate with other technical directors, you know?
Yeah, I talk to a lot of people in the field as well. Kahit na medyo bago-bago pa lang ako sa field, I talk to them kasi alam ko na I don't know everything. I think that's one crucial aspect we have to understand as creatives, that we don't know everything, but di tayo titigil until we hone our skill set, our mindset, diba? Until we get better every single day.
Yeah.
Ayun.
I love that, Bri. Nasabi mo rin kanina no na in event production na you're imagining things from start to end.
Mm.
'Di ba? Pero ano ba siya? Iba pa ba yung event production mismo sa, kasi may nakita ako about event planning, events management, and yung events production. How does it differ yung tatlong 'yun?
Event production in general sakop din naman niya yung from planning, management, ganyan. Production mismo ng tech, so technical directors yung mga yun. Kami kasi mostly we're involved in the execution.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we work hand on hand with the organizing committee, for example, professional organizing committee or mga event planners, organizers. Mm-hmm. Ayan, kasi mahirap sa amin to execute on something na hindi pa naman clear yung kliyente. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Diba? Parang ang hirap na gusto namin gantong gawin. Pero wala kang something to back it up. Diba? And ako, as a technical director, naisip ko, paano na nagagawin to? Wala kang naman binigay sa akin na sabihin natin, opening banner or yung ano, diba? Countdown scene, for example. Mm-hmm. So, ano yung lalabas ko? Diba? Wala akong malalabas kung wala kang ibibigay na input or assets. So, ganun. We do hope in the future kasi dumadating na sa point na alam mo yun, pagdating sa creative field, isa lang yung pinaprovide mo na services, biglang may dumarating na potentially pwede ka makapag-collaborate with other people mm-hmm. until nagiging mainstay na siya na yung camera. Ako, personally, siya nagiging camera operator ko and I'm looking forward in the future. Nangyayari naman eh, na may mga editors na ako, may nagmamanage na rin ng event, mm-hmm. ng mga project managers, ganyan. So, nag-expand na nag-expand. Yeah.
Kasi nagiging part din ng ano mo eh, ng offer mo or ng service, ng overall service
hinahanap
mo eh,
di ba? Hinahanap din kasi, di ba?
Oo, eh. Kumbaga parang, since hinahanap naman na siya, mag-outsource ka muna, pero eventually, dahil pag marami nang naghahanap,
and
part na siya
ng as, I always see it as a means to provide opportunities to other people, other creatives mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. So, ibig sabihin, parang, in event planning din. Kumbaga parang magiging part na rin siya ng or part na ba siya ng offer ninyo?
Alam mo, we do get involved pagdating sa planning, setup, and execution. Mm-hmm. Kahit di naman sa amin hinihingi. Kasi, if you think about it, kung hindi ka naging involved, hindi mo magagawa na maayos yung trabaho mo.
Yeah.
Diba? At the end of the day, kapag hindi ka naging involved from the very beginning, hindi mo magagawa na maayos yung trabaho mo.
Tsaka malulost ka eh.
So parang we do get our hands dirty, kumbaga, even if hindi naman in-expect sa amin. And that's something that our client appreciates mm-hmm. From us. Yeah. But, it's, you know, creative direction, we can provide inputs. But at the end of the day, call naman nila yun eh.
Yeah. Diba? Tsaka sila so, yung ano eh. Dahil sila yung ano eh. Kumbaga parang sila yung organizing team, sila rin yung talaga nakakaalam ng goals nila tsaka ano yung gusto nilang makita eh.
Hmm. Diba? Ayun pa, branding, goals, ano bang purpose mo of having this event, this content, yan. So kami, as much as we can have a say in the creative direction, kasi kami rin mag-execute mga feasibilities, diba? May mga pre-production feasibility meetings. As much as we have say, syempre, if they wanna go in a certain direction, di namin mapipilit yung kliyente.
And Brian, itong Cloud Studio, nag-start to nung ano lang rin, di ba? Nung during the pandemic.
Diba? Yeah, ako as a freelancer during the pandemic.
Pero ayun nga, when the pandemic hits, kasi may mga organizations and may mga companies na nagta-transition into virtual events, which is yun yung in-offer nyo ngayon, no? Pero, how does it help your business grow?
In what aspect?
Parang ganun, kasi di ba, dati, hindi pa naman ganun kauso yung mga virtual event. More on on-site event eh, di ba? Pero ikaw, you offer virtual event. How do you cope with that?
Let's come from the aspect of demand. Kasi syempre, when we talk about growth nowadays, titingnan natin kung ano yung nakikita natin, well, forecast natin demand eh. Di ba? And how are you able to pivot to your business. So, sakto, siyempre, in the digital space, during the pandemic, a lot of people have utilized yung, you know, yung technology. So, sa amin, we grew a lot during the pandemic kasi, well, personally, ako, freelancer pala ako ng time na yun. Kasi nakikita na natin eh, nakikita na natin yung trend. If we are able to maximize yung space and somewhat grab a small piece of the market share. Let's say ganun na lang. I feel like, tutuloy-tuloy talaga yung growth. Hindi naman ibig sabihin nun na okay, nasanay na kami sa virtual, and hindi namin mag-a-adapt. And diba, bumabalik na rin yung face-to-face ngayon.
Yeah.
That's why over the past year, nag-hybrid din rin kami. So virtual, hybrid events, and yun nga, yung mga content production that we do. Yeah, that helped us really grow during the pandemic until today.
I love this, no? Kasi, kumbaga parang nanggaling ka rin sa parang adapting to change, eh. Which is sa ating mga creative, di ba? Hindi lang sa production, di ba? Kumbaga parang yung mga trends or ano yung mga nangyayari currently sa yung situation natin dito, di ba? Kailangan talagang mag-adapt, eh. Kasi kung hindi ka mag-adapt, mapag-iiwanan ka, eh.
Oo, grabe. Eh, mabilis pa naman magbago ang ano.
True, lalo na sa iyo kasi market. You're on the technical side or parang yung mga technology eh, 'di ba?
Yeah. That's why it's important to establish your competitive advantage or yung edge mo you know, compared to other service providers or products, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sige nga, sabi mo ako about it, Bray. How can you establish your ano, competitive
advantage?
Advantage mo.
Knowing coming from our community, Diba? Knowing how you work, ano yung mga strengths mo, it can contribute on how people experience you. I always say na what we're offering is somewhat related to our client experience. Hindi lang siya basta service that we provide. Kasi kung masaya yung kliyente mo, alam mong satisfied sila, babalik at babalik sa'yo yan eh. So, we not only provide the service, but we care about the overall experience ng kliyente namin. Ako kasi, as a person, ang strengths ko si relationship-based eh. So, alam nila dyan, I find means and ways on how can I engage with the person na may excite sila, that they will feel happy that they're there. Alam mo, pag mga events, mga major events, yung mga tao makikita mo nagpa-panic. Ako, kalmado lang ako. Kasi I prepared beforehand. Kalmado lang ako. So what I do is I talk to them. No? Sinasabi ko na, hey, you know, don't worry, you got this. I know you've been preparing a lot. Ganun, ganun. Even though sometimes yung host, eto nga salika, you know, there's a story na hindi na alam naman nakakarami. But during likha, Kia Abrera, was actually sa likod, medyo nararamdaman ko tensed siya. Eh, nasa likod ako, nag-operate na kami doon, di ba, ng technical director. And I just called her, sabi ko, Kia, how are you? Are you okay? Kinakamusta ko lang siya. Tapos, can I offer a quick prayer? Ganun ko lang siya.
Oh.
So, yung mga ganong bagay na alam mo ma-appreciate ng client. Not, I mean, I'm coming off my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not saying this is gonna be applicable for everyone. But understanding who you are, what you love doing, and how your clients would appreciate it, yun ang magiging competitive advantage mo. Kasi there are a lot of people who are doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So what makes you different?
Yeah. And actually, that was, that is sobrang importante, yung relationship ko with your clients or with the people around you. Diba? Mm-hmm. Even ako kasi wala, medyo mababa yung mga relationship na na strengths ko eh. Pero I make time or parang lagi ko parang kinoconsider na yung relationship ko or yung experience ng mga magiging clients ko na magiging maganda. Kasi may mga iba na, okay, may client na tapos after that, wala na. I mean, walang magandang experience. Nagawa naman yung output pero it makes so much different pag pag you have relationship with your clients or even the people around you
We always go above and beyond to what is expected from us. Mm-hmm. Hindi ibig sabihin noon na nagpapaabuso na kami, di ba,
with the
client. But kung kaya mo naman alam mo yung kung kaya mo naman magbigay at alam mo tamang tao, tamang kliyente pagbibigyan mo, and give a little bit more than what is expected from you.
And also yung kaya din yung isa sa mga benefits niyan is yung opportunities eh. Kasi nakikita ko sa iyo, Bri, sobrang generous mo. You always give minsan free services sa mga ibang tao, pero ang naging kapalit is opportunity to meet other people or to meet clients and mag-grow yung business mo. Ang daming ganun eh.
Tama yan, lad, kasi para sa akin wala naman talagang sayang.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ano man ginagawa mo ngayon, don't think na wag ko na gawin to kasi hindi naman ako kikita or whatsoever. Diba? Doon na lang ako kasi pag nagtrabaho ako, nag-business ako ng ganito, mas kikita ako eh.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you right now, walang sayang sa ginagawa mo. So as long as ginagawa mo siya because yan ka at yan ang gusto mong gawin. Diba? So my point is, ako, I provide sometimes free service to people I know. It's an act of goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
It's parang goodwill, good faith. Ano ba yun? Parang hindi, it's an act of goodwill and in good faith na you gave this something of value to someone. And I always believe that of the law of reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ano binigay mo, ano binato mo sa universe, babalik at babalik sa'yo. So, kung pinakita mo na maganda isang tao, yung tamang tao, by the way, then definitely they would be compelled na, uy, grabe si Bri, grabe magbigay. Baka pwede ako may ma-refer ako sa kanya. So it normally happens that way. And di ko naman tututukan, lad, binigyan kita ng value.
Yeah, exactly.
Alam mo yan, ganito kasi ako eh. Lad, tulungan kita ganyan. O, next person. Dumami, hindi mo na in-expect, sino doon na magbibigay sa'yo pabalik?
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yan? So, it's okay na hindi agad babalik sa'yo.
Yeah. Tsaka hindi mo ina-expect, di ba? Na there's something in return. Gamitin na natin yung word na in goodwill, di ba? Na you're giving because of goodwill, Talagang nasa puso mo talaga na magbigay ka. Hindi mo yung, uy, nagbigay ako sa'yo, kailangan mabigay mo rin ako. Hindi man ngayon, pero medyo
pag sinabi mo yun sa tropa mo.
Uy, Bray, tinulungan kita dito, Bray, dapat next time.
Collaborate tayo, tapos, pero hanapan mo ako ng ano. parang, di ba, parang coming to the usapan nyo or the collaboration nyo, baka hindi na siya maging masaya, di ba, or satisfied. Mm.
Kasi parang kailangan mong magbigay I mean, binigyan mo ako, so syempre iisipin ko na, ako kailangan ko pala magbigay din kayo. Nakaka-pressure din for people na sasabihin ng ganun, 'di ba? Na wala ka naman ding or sa ibang tao wala naman din sila talaga silang mabibigay. Parang ang hirap din na magkaroon ng utang na loob. Ayun, Brian, so going back naman dun sa pagiging technical director or event production na kasi na-experience mo na before syempre yung virtual event and experience mo na yung hybrid or on-site event. Ano yung difference nun in producing those two?
Siyempre, mas nakakapagod yung hybrid.
Kasi physical.
Physical but yeah, I think one of the very first na isip ko is yung wala kasi masyadong control sa hybrid. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? Siyempre, pag sa virtual or digital live stream lang or event lang, number one, pwede ka mag-setup ng contingency mo for internet, for power supply, for PCs. Mm-hmm. Diba? Kasi nandun ka sa main base of operations or sa studio. Pero pag lumabas ka na, doon ka na, you're at the mercy of the internet supplier doon sa venue, other suppliers na baka hindi tugma doon sa sistema na meron ka o nakasanayan mo. So, yun yung first. Difference in systems and backups or contingencies. Second is definitely because of wala kang control sa other supplier, yung let's say sound system.
Mm-hmm.
So may konting configuration na kailangan para pwede mo ma-incorporate yung pwede ka magpasok ng virtual on-site, tapos yung on-site pwede mo padala din virtually. So may konting configuration na hindi lahat ng suppliers can do that because for some reason, it's a standard na pag bumili ng equipment, diba, dapat gamitin mo for the next 10 years. So, a lot of the equipments ng mga other suppliers, hindi na siya nakakasabay sa technology that we're using today. So, may mga ganong factors. You know? Pero, syempre, nakikita mo natin sila, nag-a-adapt na rin naman yung mga dating nagpo-provide na ng dati kasi, alam mo yun, dati puro face-to-face lang .
Mm-hmm.
So, yung wala silang iniisip na other configuration whatsoever na kailangan papadala mo pa sa digital, di ba? Or sa online. So, ngayon, they are considering it now. Ayan. And then, siguro yung space.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi mo kasi alam kung anong dadatnan mo saka mag-set up. So, alam mo yung equipment mo, lagi kang magdadala ng extra. Wires man yan, HDMI transmitter or whatsoever, you have to make sure na you have everything before going to the venue. Kahit na sinabi nila may layout sila, sometimes the client doesn't give you a layout of the place.
So
maghuhula ka na lang, di ba? So pag ganun. Pero minsan pag may layout, kahit na mag-estimate ka, dito tayo magpupwesto ng mga gamit natin. Minsan hindi nangyayari. So,
pero minsan may mga ba? May mga time ba na pwede kayong sumama sa, anong tawag doon, yung bago yung event, yung pupunta kayo doon sa site?
Okilar.
Sumasama kayo sa Okilar para makita rin yung place. Or sila na lang mismo yung magbibigay sa inyo kung ano yung itsura.
No, usually dapat yung mga suppliers, including us, should be part of the Okilar para alam namin, again, yung kung saan kami magpupuesto, ano yung mga equipment na kailangan namin dalhin. Pre-planning kasi yun . Pre-planning tsaka pre-production, technically meeting na rin siya. It should be part of the costing. Dati hindi nga nakakatawa yun . Alam mo, as I go along my journey as an entrepreneur or business owner, may mga ganong factors na, kailangan pala i-charge yun. Literally, dati hindi ko ginagawa yun. So, I learned from my peers or people in the space as well.
So, ang daming rin talaga, no? mga factors involved in producing yung events. Like, ayun nga, syempre importante yung ano eh, yung place, even the atmosphere. Yeah. Tsaka yung location
especially
ng event eh.
Yung internet.
Yeah, ayun din.
So, number one, internet. If you're planning to do a hybrid setup, kailangan talaga alamin mo na yung kung yung space niyan kaya mag-provide ng fast internet connection. Yung internet na dedicated lang sa inyo. Kasi sometimes, internet nga sa location, pero dami na nakakonek. Ganon. So, I normally bring a backup, pero I had this experience with NBU this year lang din.
Mm-hmm.
So, New Bold U, it's an event spearheaded by Ralph Laiko. Hello, Ralph. The venue na napili, hindi niya kayang mag-cater for internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-hire pa ng external. There's this thing called internet aggregator.
Mm-hmm.
So, ganun yung ginawa. So, medyo mahal pricey din kasi talaga internet aggregator. So, it's like combining like 5 different internet providers. Tapos, set up sila sa labas. Ito na makita mo yung mga antennas silang dala. Tapos, run nila yung cable papaloob ng venue.
Mm-hmm.
So, kasi kahit si ano internet, digital, cellular data,
mm-hmm.
wala sa loob.
Oh.
So, alam mo yun, ang hirap to not have internet connection if you're planning to do hybrid.
Tsaka ano talaga, costly rin eh, di ba? Na ang daming gases, lalo na pag on-site. Siyempre, location pa lang, di ba? Unlike pag virtual, control mo lahat eh. Karamihan eh, di ba? Pero Bri, ano yung ano? If I may ask, what's the worst experience na experience mo as a technical director or sa pag-produce ng event?
Siyempre, online tayo mag-name drop.
Experience lang, experience.
Pinapunta kami to do a dry run like a day before.
On-site event?
On-site, hybrid. Alright,
okay. Hybrid, okay.
Pero wala pa yung sound system. Hindi pa na-configure yung mga projector. So, walang tutulong sa amin. So, hindi ko alam paano kami mag-dry run. Nag-dry run lang kami ng, hindi ko alam kung masasabing dry run yun eh. Parang ni-run through lang yung program sa
discuss
Zoom
lang.
Webinar.
Oo.
Nag-test lang tayo ng video, audio, ganyan. So, ganun usually nangyayari. Siyempre, before going live, you need to talk to the talents or the people, the speakers or hosts. Especially if they're gonna do like virtual lang. So, can you please turn on your camera? Turn on your audio so we can test it out. Yeah. So, mga ganun. So, mostly ganun lang. Tapos, testing ng PowerPoint slides. Ganun lang ginawa namin. So, it's weird. We spent almost a whole day doing that. Kasi may mga international na speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi naman namin alam kung ano yung sistema. So, alam, nakaka-frustrate because normally naman kasi talaga pag supplier, may ingress tsaka egress yan eh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eh kami, we didn't know any better back then. So, kahit a day before, pumunta lang kami doon. So, we ended up, practically ako, wala akong tulog ng time na yon. Kasi hindi ko ma-imagine, paano ko gagawin to bukas? Ganun nasisip ko. So, it was so stressful back then. But you know, as they say, you learn through experience. So, charge to experience.
Yan yung pinag-uusapan natin kanina, di ba? Na parang na-experience mo muna isang bagay bago mo malaman kung ano yung mga dapat mong i-improve sa mga susunod. Pero ito kasi, with clients na talaga eh. Kumbaga parang...
Eventually, you realize on how you can protect yourself. Pero like what they say, di ba? Na you learn from mentors, from other people's experience. Yeah, that's true. Pero kasi para sa akin, iba pa din pag ikaw yung naka-experience before firsthand eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pero talking on the benefits naman, no, Bri, ng pagiging producer. Kasi ngayon, di ba, I mean, kahit before pa, mga companies or yung mga organizations, nagpo-produce ng sarili nilang event without the help of event producers like you. Diba? Pero ano pa yung tingin mong benefits of having an in-house event producers or even outsourced producers na katulad nyo?
Siguro, one word lang, specialty or specialization.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi there are, let's say, organizations na wala naman talagang, let's say, media team or graphic design team.
Mm-hmm.
So anong ginagawa nila? Uy, lad, baka ikaw na lang pwede. Gawin mo na naman to. Nakita ko, medyo magaling ka naman. Diba? So parang, hindi naman talaga siya magaling sa aspeto na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero na thrust forward lang siya. O, ikaw nang gumawa niyan. So it's like that eh. If you want your event or content to come out as good as you want it to be,
yeah,
then you need people who specialize in that particular skill. So, the difference is, kaya mong gawin niya mag-isa, mag-DIY ka, okay lang din naman. Actually, I promote nga eh, kung kaya mo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pero kung alam mo na there's a better output, especially kung importante, again, kung importante sa'yo, of value sa yung event na yun, yeah, or content na yun, then you should get people who does that exactly na skill na yun.
Depende sa goal tsaka sa priority nila, di ba? Kung gusto nga nila ng magandang output, then hire someone na nakakapag-produce ng magandang output.
Sabi nga nila, people spend on things that they value. So, if they don't spend on that, then maybe that's not really what they want. Sabi din, Chris, doon din nagsabi nun, di ba?
Oo. Parang naano ko nga.
I mean, kung hindi naman talaga to yung priority mo, Mr. Client, then maybe you'd rather spend on other things.
Yeah. Tama naman, di ba?
Yeah. So, again, discovery call, doon mo makikita talaga. Doon mo nalaman.
Yeah. Speaking of discovery call, Brian, can you walk us through doon sa process ng ginagawa mo? Like, from coordination, ano yung pinag-uusapan before the event, how do you plan, and up to the day of the event?
Medyo madami-dami to.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, so, from the very beginning, syempre, when a client is referred to us or may nag-inquire, like what you said, pinakauna is discovery call. So, kunyari, nag-usap tayo. I understand na kailangan mo ng, let's say, event production services. Okay, so, para saan to? Ano yung plan nyo na gawin? So, inaalam ko na muna. Then from there, I create a proposal for a client. And if okay sa kanya yung proposal na yun, they do a down payment. So, importante yun, as again, protection for the creatives out there, the freelancers, na you require down payment before you even produce any kind of work. So, it's also a show na seryoso yung kliyente sa'yo. Some people require 50%, some people require 70%. Wala nang takas pag 70%.
Yeah. Malaki na yun.
50% lang unang ginagawa ko. Tapos, you know, lately, may nagsabi sa akin, okay lang kahit ano, 70%. So, okay. Tapos, for some weird reason, nung 70% ko, eba binayinuklete 100%. Like, okay. So, anyway, so we require down payment. And then, after that, then we proceed to the pre-production and feasibility planning or meetings. So, during those times, nire-require na namin na consolidate ng client yung assets nila. Whether it's logo, banner, we require them to create graphic overlays.
Binibigyan nyo sila ng list ng mga kailangan na asset.
Yeah. So, we ask them naman as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
Yun nga eh. Meron akong kinuhang intern for graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-leave lang siya. Pero, nakita ko kasi yung demand eh na, uy, may mga kliyente ako na maybe they don't have time to do this anymore. Why not include it in my package? So, marami akong ganong ideas na nakikita ko na as I go along na, oh, I can give business to this person. Si graphic design, si Lad ata.
Bakit di mo kami ni-message, Bri?
So, yan, going back. So, once na we consolidate all the assets of the client, then we do talks about, okay, may program flow na ba kayo? Diba kahit initial draft pa lang? Kasi ang pinaka-okay na event that you would produce are those na 1 month or more before the event.
Mm-hmm.
1 month is tight na nga eh, kung tutuusin.
Yeah,
eh.
Exactly.
Kasi may dry run pa yan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kami kasi sa Cloud Studio, kaya namin eh.
Max.
So, and then, so, you know, we normally work with those kinds of clients na kahit madalian or biglaan, we can provide, just, you know, make sure na you're compensated enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, program flow, very important kasi as a technical director, ini-imagine mo na ni-imagine mo na paano mo execute yung gusto mangyari ng kliyente mo o yung preference ng kliyente mo. So scene 1, ganito yung makikita. O scene 2, dapat si host lang. Scene 3, dapat may maliit na video si host. Tapos ito yung PowerPoint. So mga ganun kind of things. And you plan ahead of time na, o ito yung kailangan ko equipment. Lilista mo na. Ito yung workflow ng video signal ko. Diba? So, and then lahat yan, yung camera 1, camera 2. Ito yung projector, PowerPoint slides, ganyan. So, pinaplot mo na siya. And number 3 is yung audio signal. Where does this go? And saan siya papasok? Saan siya lalabas? Diba? Saan siya papasok? Saan siya lalabas? So, pinaplan mo na ahead of time kasi nga, you're literally creating your own film. From start to finish, one scene, no scene, scene 3, kahit anong ilang scene man yan, you're doing that for the client. You have to make sure, you have to ensure na maganda ka lalabasan each scene. So, after nun, then, pwedeng, if ever hybrid, we can do ocular. Habang nagpi-production meetings, we can do ocular and titinatan ko ano yung mga feasibilities. Once na makita mo na yung layout of the venue, kung magbigay man ng layout ng venue ng client, pupunta ka doon, titinan mo kung kasya ba yung equipment mo. Kung meron kang kasama na LED lights and sounds, minsan isang company lang yun eh. Kaya nalang mag-provide lahat nun. Kung may kasama ka, eh then paplano na kayo o ito yung setup natin. So recently ganun, may nakaka-partner na ako. As you go through your journey, you'd work with reliable suppliers as well. Then get mo information para next time, ito yung paparating na November 8, we have an event na ang pinitch ko is combination na ng services ko tsaka services nung isang company na nakatrabaho ko before. So alam mo yun, ganun eh. Ganun yung normal scene sa events. And on the day itself, you have to be there at least 3 hours before live.
Oh.
Depende yun sa call time.
Mm-hmm.
Pero on major events or big hybrid events, kailangan maaga pala nandun ka na. Lalo na kung kunyari maaga din yung start ng event, let's say 7 a.m., baka dapat nandun ka na mga 3.
Maaga.
Para siyang shoot or taping talaga minsan. So minsan ngayon talaga in this day and age nag-meld na yung event at saka content eh.
Mm-hmm.
By event production and content production. So yun, on the day dapat maaga ka and i-test mo na kung ano yung kailangan mo i-test before pa mag-doors open yan. Ayun, and then if you've prepared well, tuloy-tuloy na yun. Wala ka ng...
Smooth na.
Oo, smooth na yun.
Wow.
You've planned your ahead of time and may contingencies ka, dapat wala ka nang aalalahanin. And then lastly, after the event, whether it's virtual or hybrid, dapat may post-production or briefing or debriefing. So far, yun naman yung whole process, I guess. Kaya ako sinasabi, nagme-meld yung event tsaka content. Ang prefer ko talaga na clients are those who conducts events or nag-events talaga na one of their aims is to create content out of it. Yun yung pinaka, I feel like, kung tatanungin ako ano yung pinaka-target market ko, yun yung mga ganun.
Parang mga personal brands.
Personal of brands. Di ko
influencers
pa
or mga ganun.
Oo. Yeah, si Darbs, for example. Nakatrabaho ko na siya before. So, after the event, nire-repurpose nila yung content.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero sila na yung nag-repurpose, hindi na galing sa'yo yun.
Sila, pero gumagawa din ako kasi like sinasabi ko, kahit binibigay ko yun as gift to
extended
them.
Service na.
Extended, binibigay ko as gift to them na, nag-edit ako, baka gusto mong i-post, ganyan. As a gesture again, of goodwill. Pero as in, marketing tool ko rin yun eh. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
So, ayan, for example, si NFG din, these are the people na prefer ka talaga na clients because they see the value of what we do pero may after service pa. May after sales service, kumbaga.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-edit ako ng video, maybe you'd appreciate it. And pinost naman talaga niya. So, ganun yung mga gusto ko maging kliyente moving forward. But of course, hindi tayo maiwasan na some of the demands still are in mga professional organizations, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So we still cater for that. Pero in the future, I plan on cultivating talent pool of creatives. Not yeah. just what I do, but also in what you do, graphics, yeah. Video editing.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan.
Ano mo, Bri, I can see... Eh. Oh, actually, yun yung sasabihin ko eh. Parang I can see the future. Wow. Na parang, alam mo, kasi diba with the passionate creators, especially
akala
sa Master
bro,
Camp.
Akala ano? Ko... The children are a future.
Muntik na nga eh, kaya nga natawa ko eh. Ayun nga na with the Master Camp, 'di ba? Kasi we ano eh, we parang tawag doon parang we cultivate or parang we build yung mga personal brands ng na mga nagjo-join ng Master Camp. Yeah. Pero after that, they can ano eh, kumbaga parang you can help them naman to grow their brands through ano ba yung yeah. mga ang tawag rin, kung paano sila mag-create ng content or kung may mga event man sila na tulad ng mga sinasabi mo. Mga ganun, di ba? It's a good partnership and even good thing to do in the future, di ba? Eventually.
Yeah. Ako, I plan to do paid training or workshops with the premise na kung mag-join ka doon, then you'll also be part of the creatives na pwede kong itap
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
give business to.
Yeah.
I mean, kasi confident ako eh.
Mm-hmm.
Tinuruan kita eh. So, I know na if I give you a project, whether it's purely virtual, may certain level of competency ka na eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess in terms of Master Camp din, in the future, dun din natin mahahasa yung mga creatives na who can do what we do. We can give business to.
You're give ano kumbaga ikaw na yung nagbibigay ng opportunity for other people, di ba?
Yeah. Pero, maximizing yeah. freelancers kasi a lot of people they're doing it pero they wala silang means on how to monetize it pa.
Pero Brian, nagustuhan ko yung sagot mo dun sa ano kanina about yung mga process mo kasi it really shows how creative you are. I mean from start to end na i-envision mo na eh. Pag yung nakausap mo na yung client, you envision ano yung mga scene na to. Kahit yung nakatrabaho kita with the events ng mga passionate creators, di ba? Alam mo na agad or parang alam mo na kung ano yung mga scene dito. Sa'yo kung natutunan yun, parang ahead dapat alam mo na kung ano yung mapapakita eh. Yeah. Yung mga scene.
There's
eh.
certain, parang, there are certain tendencies ng tao na perfect talaga for technical director.
Mm-hmm.
If you can envision, kaya nag-usap tayo. Pag nag-usap tayo and then na-envision mo kung ano yung sinasabi no kausap mo, that's one skill na very valuable as a technical director.
Yeah.
Pangalawa is troubleshooting. Kapag di ka mapakali, alam mo, pag di ka mapakali hanggat hindi okay yung isang bagay,
mm-hmm.
that's another skill na swak for a technical director. Kasi pag nakuha mo yung sagot, yung solution, it's gonna stay with you eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pag nangyaring isang bagay, alam mo na agad kung paano siya i-solve. Ang bilis.
Yeah.
So yung level of execution mo in activating an idea is a lot faster than compared to when you were doing it before.
Yeah. And going there na rin, Brian, no? Kasi, syempre, lahat naman ng mga creative nagkakaroon ng mga problems sa pag-solve ng kung ano man yung ginagawa nila, di ba? And mm-hmm. you, Brian, as a creative, you also experience creative blocks, right?
Oh naman, definitely. Diba? Pero, susceptible din tayo dyan.
Mm-mm. How do you handle it? Or how do you unleash your creativity pag nagkakaroon ka ng mga different creative blocks?
Take some time to let go muna. Kasi ako para sa akin, what works for me is detachment. Dahil masyado na akong into it. And I'm obsessed with what I do. So, alam mo yun, if I'm not doing this, I'm consuming a lot of content online, especially mm-hmm. sa YouTube videos. So I feel like it's also contributing to what I'm doing eh. Creative direction, ganyan. If puro ganun na lang, parang hindi ka maalis sa sistema or momentum, yun yung unhealthy. I'm gonna talk in my point of view. Napapansin ko sa sarili ko na kapag hindi na ako satisfied sa level of output I'm providing, I need to stop. I need to stop for a bit. Dahil I'm doing a disservice or injustice dun sa kliyente or people I work with. Yun. And then, and I do some crazy shit.
Tulad lang?
I do some spontaneous shit. Like, you know, uy, mag-aaya ako bigla, mag-record ka nga dito. Alam mo yan, yung mga ganun, ano eh, I don't know. Minsan ganun talaga ako. Mm-hmm. So, pag nawala ako sa, sa momentum na downward spiral ko. Ayan, yun yung mga ginagawa ko. I'm very spontaneous.
And it helps you talaga, di ba? Kasi may mga ibang tao, hindi spontaneous tulad ko eh. Pero ikaw, kasi yun yung ano mo eh, yun yung yung personality and even your strength.
Yeah, character
mo eh.
And personality ko talaga mm-hmm. eh.
And Bri, we're nearing to the end of the podcast and I want to talk about your advice, you know? Pero hindi advice for the listener, no? If you're given a chance, Bri, to go back in time and ma-meet mo yung sarili mo, anong year yon and ano yung advice na bibigay mo sa younger self mo?
Tiyak ako.
Go, Bri.
May naalala kasi ako. Oh, there was a point, I was questioning. May kakaya na naman ako. Like, I feel like I have that fire or passion within me. All I need is one person to believe in me. Misa nga yung tatay ko pa eh. Yung parang hinahanapan ko ng ganong for some sort of validation from him. Eh, medyo close off din si dad. But dumating ako sa point na yun na I was thinking na all I need is one person to believe in me. But I realized if you believe in other people first, then eventually other people will believe in you. So, yung time na yun, naisip ko na, you know, why am I still doing this? So I guess my advice to my younger self is if you're willing to do it for others, then other people will be willing to do it for you. Naiyak ako, sobra. Naalala ko yung time kasi na yun eh. Parang kinakwestiyon ko yung, kinakwestiyon si God. Like, bakit ganito? Alam ko naman kung ano yung kakayanan ko, pero I can't seem to catch a break. Isang ironic no, nung nakakuha ko na yung mga bagay na hinahanap ko before. Deserve ko ba to?
Bri, deserve mo yan.
Ganun bagay. it's part of the human psychology.
Yeah. I think doon nang galing yung ano no, yung pagiging generous mo rin ngayon, Bri.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And Bri, that's a great way to end the episode. Where can people find you online?
You can find me on SuitedPH, that's my personal page, or our socials for Cloud Studio Inc.
And Bri, ano nga yung in-offer and services niyo with Cloud Studio?
So if you're planning to have your events, whether it's personal or your business, you can reach out to us, whether it's virtual, hybrid, or even content for your business. Ayan, we produce also video podcasts, you know, shout out.
Ayan. And Bri, one final question. Aside from being a technical director or event producer, what skill do you wish you were proficient in and why?
Video editing.
Oh,
kasi I love to document. Alam mo yan dahil. Mm-hmm. Like kung pwede nga lang, I would document everything. But if I have or mahasa ko talaga yung video editing skills ko, I can release more content out there. But somewhat I'm satisfied naman with, you know, andyan na yung mga assets ready.
Yeah. Ready na rin yung
bago
mga...
Bago pa dumating yung time na magaling na ako mag-edit.
Yeah. Nauna na yung mga assets and resources.
Yes, exactly.
Ayan. And Bri, grabe. Sobrang, I appreciate your time, Bri. At it's a pleasure to talk with you about event production and creativity, Bri.
Thank you so much for having me. See you guys on the next episode.
It's great having you on the podcast, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Feel free to share your takeaways from this episode and tag our Facebook or Instagram at Creative Incubator PH. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.